This surprised many people, because a powerful computer program is capable of considering many more strategies at once than a human being can. Generally, a chess-playing computer relies on its enormous parallel processing power to sort through a vast memory to evaluate millions of moves and chooses the best one. Deep Junior powered through up to 3 million possible moves per second. Kasparov probably evaluated only 2 to 3 moves per second. Well, that raises an obvious question. Why does Kasparov ever win? Shouldn't he always lose? The answer seems to be that what Kasparov is doing when he is thinking about his next play is different in kind from what Deep Junior is doing. Kasparov himself said, "Whatever programmers Shay and Amir say about Junior's ability to run through millions of possible strategies, I, by contrast, might consider only a few strategies in any one game. But you can bet your life they will be the very best ones." As philosopher and chess enthusiast Tim McGrew of Western Michigan University puts it, "Something is going on in the grandmaster's mind that is not only radically different, but also inconceivably more efficient. It is a kind of computational miracle that humans can play chess at all." It also emerged in the aftermath that the grandmasters are getting better at playing computers, even as the computers are becoming more powerful. AI enthusiast Kenneth Silber complains, "This is a disappointing state of affairs for enthusiasts of artificial intelligence. Chess, with its demands for calculation and memory, is an activity seemingly well-suited for computers. If computers are making only moderate progress in chess, what prospect is there for them to develop such capabilities as creativity, common sense, and consciousness, let alone the superhuman intelligence that some experts predict?" The answer may well be no prospect at all. We will not find the answer in the soul of the new machine, because the AI specialists misconceived the problem from the beginning. Computer chess doesn't help us understand human thinking because computers don't form or follow plans, nor do they have goals. They do not have overarching ideas, nor do they use analogy or metaphor, and there is no way currently proposed to make them do so. What they do is perform calculations. The difficulty is that, as computer pioneer John Holland points out, there are many artificial intelligence problems that cannot be solved by simply performing more calculations. As a result, he doesn't expect conscious computers anytime soon. "I don't think there's anything unique about human intelligence. All the neurons in the brain that make up perceptions and emotions operate in a binary fashion." Software pioneer Bill Gates.